This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We are happy you chose to worship with us today and invite you to join us every Sunday on this station.
Christianity has been labeled as one of the greatest spectator sports in the country. That's an interesting observation. We're going to talk about it in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, through the years, your Christian church has become a great movement. It is a movement that has involved many spectators in comparison with few participants. Lord, we pray today that your Holy Spirit, working through the Word, may pull us out of the bleachers and onto the playing fields as we bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to our world. Today, Holy Spirit, we pray that you will speak to us that we may hear, and having heard your divine truth, be empowered to respond obediently. This we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen.
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be His than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands.
Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the first chapter of St. James, beginning with the 22nd verse. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone considers himself religious and yet does not keep a tight rein on his tongue, he deceives himself, and his religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. The word of our Lord.
Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of His grace. My gracious Master and my God, assist me to
Friends in Christ, 29 years ago, I attended a Bible conference where the speaker, Dr. Kenneth Moon, reminded us of something we already knew when he said, "America is a sports-minded nation." Saturdays, stadiums, and sport arenas that have huge seating capacities are sold out. This happens week after week, even though the tickets sell for large amounts of money, anywhere from $2 now to $25 or more. And this is not only a Saturday event. It happens again on Sunday and at other times during the week. It is interesting to notice that a small percentage of the spectators become seriously involved in the sport that they are watching. They just like to observe the performance of great athletes, to see how they can hit the ball, or draw fouls, or get baskets, or whatever else it might be. Well, our speaker went on, and then he made a comparison which I still remember 29 years later. Christianity, he said, is the greatest spectator sport in the world. Every week, millions of people go to church but never become seriously involved in the biblical message of the church. They do not seek to lead others to Christ, though that is a specific command. They live without the assurance of their salvation, though that is a supreme gift that God wants to give to us. Weekly, large numbers of people meet for Bible studies. They discuss the text and perhaps even might argue a bit about a lesson. But there are very few lives that are changed, very few percentage-wise who are converted. To be fair to our speaker, he was not saying that Christianity is a sport. It is a way of life, a way where we live in relationship to Jesus Christ. But the comparison he made between Christianity and athletics has a strong element of truth, and therefore I would like to call our attention to that today. There are many participants in the Church of Jesus Christ who are being used mightily by the Holy Spirit. That is, they are leading people to Christ, and they are lifting burdens, spiritual and physical. A few of those people we know by name. They are found on the television and so forth. But the vast majority of these dynamic Christians, and there are millions of them, let's not sell that short. The church has not failed. The church is not dying. But the church has some problems. The majority of the people who go to church go about living their lives about as they want to, and seldom do they point people to the Savior. However, every congregation is blessed with just the opposite kinds of a member, those who give themselves to the Lord, and they are far more than spectators. They are participants. However, having said this, and trying to get down to the core of our text today, there are also many in the congregation who are spectators. They're good people, and many of them confess faith in Jesus Christ, but it stops right there. They are interested in the church. They support the church with their time and money. They talk about the church. They criticize what is weak and praise what is strong. But they never have the joy of touching a life with the gospel of Jesus Christ. They are found in the bleachers, and they are not on the playing field. James is talking about this in the text, which is ours today, and I take primarily this word from the text. Do not merely listen to the word, but do what it says. Now we have two pictures of the congregation. The one picture is that of the spectators, and the other is that of the participants. That causes us to ask the question, what pulls a person out of the bleachers and onto the playing field? And the answer to that is very clear in Scripture, very simple. It is this: we have to enter in to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ in order to be put out in the field and to do the work that God has entrusted us to do. We ourselves first have to confess our sin. We have to see how helpless we are, and then we have to understand the glory of that cross where Jesus suffered and died for the sins of the world, including our own, and now comes and says, I want you. I want you as my ambassador, for I am going to make my appeal to this world through you. That is a personal relationship. That's what pulls us out of the pews and onto the streets. It is a daily walk with God. It's a daily walk where every day we begin by saying, Lord, you have given me another opportunity to live. You have given me the chance to tell the story of Jesus. You've come to me and asked me to reach out to help some soul, either spiritually or physically. God, use me. Take me onto the field. I'm sick and tired of being just a spectator. And God will answer that prayer, and he will give to us challenges. What are some of the challenges as we move from the bleachers to the field? The one is the word of assurance that in Christ you belong to the Lord forever. Let that word strengthen your own faith daily, and then begin to share it with others. That's becoming a participant. That's becoming what God wants us to be. Now then, listen to God's word and then begin to act. Hear what James says to us today. Religion that God our Father accepts is pure and faultless. We are to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. You see, my friend, God has a tremendous task for us as a church. Probably sometimes we don't understand how great it really is. Obviously, the first thing is that we need to bring the message of salvation to those who do not know him. Oh, the masses of people today who live and die and don't know what their eternal destiny is. They don't know that one has died for their sins. They take a look at this black enemy and they read about what he has done to many of their friends and their relatives. And they wonder, when I breathe my last, where am I going to spend eternity? You can sit in the pew and debate whether this is right or not. You can sit in the pew and talk about this one went to heaven and this one we're not too sure about. God did not ask us to do that. What God has asked us to do is to go out and proclaim the message of salvation, that there is only one way to heaven, and that is through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, after we have done that, and that is a basic teaching of the church, that is the primary gift that we are to bring to this world. James, the author of our text, inspired by the Holy Spirit too, says, but there is also something else. In comparison, of course, it is minor. But it is also to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. In other words, I am to be concerned that my loved one is going to get to heaven. I do need to be concerned that they can walk on this earth with the assurance of their salvation. But I also have to be concerned about them when they're hurting, when they are not in despair and they know not which way to turn. Now, here he uses orphans, and we probably don't have too many orphans in America today. I remember when I was a boy, there was a Roman Catholic orphanage right near our house. And occasionally on a Sunday afternoon ride, Dad would go by the orphanage and we'd see those little children out there. And they would say to me, this is where the orphans live. And who is an orphan? An orphan is one who has no mother or father. They have died or gone away somehow. And these people are being cared for in this house. And what happens to them there? Well, they are loved and they grow up and they go out. And once in a while, somebody comes and asks if they could adopt one of these orphans. And they're brought into homes and loved there. Made a great impression on me. In other words, what God was saying, reach out to those who are hurting. Well, if for some reason or other we do not have that problem with orphanages today, there are still others who are hurting. He makes mention of the widow and the widower. They are in their distress. There is that period after a loved one has died. They know not which way to turn. We can't understand them until we have gone through it ourselves. But it is our task to reach out to them. There are the sick. There are the poor. There are those who are being treated unjustly. Now, I realize that in some parts of our church, we have been a little weak on that message. We have said that it was a social gospel. But I like it better what our old professor of missions at Luther Seminary used to say. No, this is not the social gospel. This is a gospel with a social emphasis. The gospel has an eternal emphasis, that we are saved by grace through faith in Christ. The gospel has also a sociological emphasis, that we are to go to those who are hungry, those who are naked, those who are in prison. That's the task of the church. You see, friend, when we find something like that, there's plenty for all of us to do. We never run out of time. We never run out of jobs to do. There is an ongoing procedure of reaching out to those who need us so badly. Just a few days ago, I walked through our home for the elderly attached to our church, or right by it. And there I went in to visit with a friend that I hadn't seen for a long time. She lay there. She's in terrible condition, physically speaking. She probably will not live very long. She has a family who loves them and is concerned about her, and they reach out to her. But I just believe that if one of her friends would only drop by and hold her hand and pray with her and assure her that God, her Heavenly Father, is watching over her, it would mean a great deal to her and to her husband, who has a broken heart and weeps over what his wife has had to go through. It would mean a great deal to the son who called me and said, "Could you go and see Mother?" Oh, friend, that's a participant. That is a one who is on the playing field. Another thing, as we get back to the athletic world, those great athletes, they all will retire. Some great ones have already gone. Arnold Palmer has retired. Babe Ruth has gone from the diamond. Michael Jordan is not on the basketball court. Vince Lombardi is not forgotten in Green Bay, but he's not around. They will long be remembered. They are filed away in their halls of fame, waiting for other great athletes to join them. One word. There is no retirement for Christ's ambassadors until they arrive at their heavenly home. But what joy there will be to keep on playing the game and not sitting in the bleachers, playing the game until that day comes when by grace we enter the heavenly home. Amen. Will you pray with me? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Father in heaven, bless those this day who have little relationship with you. Grant that someone from your church may share your love with them, that their souls may rest in your peace and know the joy of your salvation. All this we pray through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We praise God for his provision and thank our faithful listeners for your gifts and prayers necessary to make this radio ministry a reality. Your gifts allow us to buy radio time throughout the country and internet access around the world to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Christian Crusaders publishes a quarterly newsletter called The Crusader. Reverend Larson writes the feature article for each issue. The upcoming issue is centered on the theme of hope. If you would like to receive this mailing, please call our office at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. Cassette tapes, CDs, and printed copies of today's service are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders, now in its 69th year of regular Sunday worship broadcasting.